Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and I'm here today with Michael Bozzelli, commonly known as Buzz, The Buzz, but I think you should be The Buzz.
The Buzz?
The Buzz, because you're always everywhere.
Buzzing about.
Everywhere, buzzing about, okay. Involved with everything. Okay. And we'd like to talk to you today.
Where we bumbled over to.
Where we buzzed.
Yes, I went to Bumble and you buzzed. A little hotel on the side.
And the title.
Hotel on the side.
Seriously, the name already gives you a clue.
Right.
It's the kind of shenanigans, yes, that are going to happen in this French farce.
It's a French farce. It's a drawing room, door slamming. You know,
mistaken identities.
Right, all of those things.
Misunderstandings.
Yeah. You'd just all find in an episode of Three's Company.
And fast-paced. Lots of that energy.
Second act.
Well, it did start out a little slowly. Because, right. Well, but it often does in a farce, yeah, because you have to set up who the characters are, what's going to happen, and then boom, once it gets rolling, right, it was nonstop. Very high energy, yeah, lots of physical comedy.
There was a couple,
lots of laughs.
Couple script things I have to talk about. There's a couple structural things with the script that bugged me a little. I know. I just want to get this off my chest. in the first act, we are seeing the story from the point of view of Mr. Pingley, Tom Pretulipak. Okay.
Good.
And
job pronouncing that
in
name.
Thank you. In the second act, our POV shifts, and we are now with this kid, Bollet, played by Cameron Nichol. Matter of fact, there's even a point where
Bollet. You took French. Is it Bollet or Bollet?
Bollet. I'm not sure now.
Whatever.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. French.
Anyway, we go. Anyway, we switched the point of view. There's a weird thing where Bollet is shocked and appalled that he saw a naked lady, and 2 minutes later he's trying to see another one naked. It's just like, wow, that was a quick turnaround in his character.
So again, you go for the script, but we need, yeah, to realize this show, this play, was written in the 1890s. It's like 120,
right,
years old. They weren't so schooled in POV.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Okay. Well,
William Shakespeare knew that.
I know, well,
the Greeks knew that.
He was
that.
English. They were Greek. These are,
okay,
French.
Anyway, okay. My point is, the character of Bollet, though, fun character, played by Cameron Nichol, who,
yeah,
was a high school kid and fantastic.
He really was.
Okay.
So
he
good.
Was like a Truffolino type character from like a Comedy dell'arte sort of thing. Or like Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. Matter of fact, he reminded me a little bit of Willie Gilligan from Gilligan's Island.
I didn't know his first name was Willie.
Yeah, it's Willie.
Okay. However, the cast was so big. We wish
huge.
We could mention everybody. There were 20 some cast members.
Ooh, playing
30-some
on the next characters. Page. I don't think so.
Yeah, there were 20 of them playing 30-some characters.
Yeah.
So I think what we need to do is focus on, like, the main ones, like,
oh, yes,
Pingley, who you mentioned.
Tom Pretulipak.
Who I thought had several moments of brilliance
Oh yeah.
In comedy.
Oh, there was some moments. Really there good some really moment. Good there really was. There's like, one where the woman who is Miss Pilardin.
Stacey Roslick.
Right, where she makes a comment, and he milks it for every moment of that laughter, and it is a brilliant thing of comic timing.
Right,
where he's just
he does that several times.
Slow, like.
And the audience just ate it up.
They loved it.
And his wife, Jan Kopac, who played Madame Pinglet?
Madame Pinglet.
Oh, she was such a... As she was supposed to be.
Battle Axe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one. I believe good he's one. Even... Well, she called Battle Axe.
She did it very well.
Harridan, maybe. Yeah. How about that?
Oh, I don't what's think they a Harridan? I don't know. I thought that was more like a Woman of the Night.
No.
Oh, your vocabulary is so much better, you writer, you.
Oh, anyway.
But anyway, it was three acts.
Yes.
Which is very unusual for a show.
Two intermissions.
But there had to be.
Yeah, the set changes. Set change.
And I love the set that they did for the hotel.
Well, I was surprised they were able to do that. They do. It's theater in the round there at Little Lake. And they were able to suspend belief enough that we get to see several rooms with slamming doors. They did a clever job with that, the set design.
They really did. Mm-hmm. They really did. And as a typical farce, each and every one of the actors totally overacted, like you always have to do in a farce. Perfect for a farce because they had it going on.
Oh, my God. Standout performance, though, Eric Matthews.
Oh, how come Matthew. I forget him? Oh, he was... When he started, he developed a stutter every time it rained. Otherwise, he was a massively articulate man that everybody admired his mastery of the language. And this was written in French and translated into English later, by the way.
Stutters.
When he had just a few scenes, but in each and every one of them, I thought he was hilarious.
He has charisma. He has charisma.
Stage charisma.
He was able to bring his presence to that person. He's talented. He did a fantastic job.
And every time you thought he was going to be swearing because of the
boom. Oh, right. The
then
bumbling.
Then it came
of
out
the,
some
yes.
like innocent right. thing like right. morning or yes. something that... Yes. Which made it, that was a the good cute. Thing in the script. Some of the old jokes were funny.
Some of those old jokes really work, though. That's why they're classics.
That's right.
Excellent job with some of the jokes.
I think so,
It's
too.
A fun night out.
Oh, it is.
You know, Little Lake is always a fun night out.
Yeah, and it runs through September 5th.
Who directed this?
TJ Fornino.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And he, talk about keeping up the pace as a director, that had to be hard with that huge
cast.
Oh,
all those people, and little kids even.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there wasn't a dog in it.
And TJ kept it going.
Yeah.
He totally did.
He really did. Good job.
Okay.
A little house on the sand.
Hotel.
A little hotel. Baby. Hotel on the sand.
Free Union Hotel.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.